Paul's life.
围绕保罗一生的经历，我们来体会啊这个救恩的宝贵。
So let's look at the life story of Paul and try to understand the preciousness of salvation.
为什么想到会讲这个系列呢？
Why I think about this message of Paul?
大家知道我们前面有11个星期的时间，我们是来思考天国这个系列的信息。
You know that we have spent the past 11 weeks pondering about the message of heaven.
那我在预备第11篇信息，就是宝贝天国的时候呢，那有一个问题就出现在我的心中。
When I was preparing the 11th episode of my message, one question just emerged.
主耶稣基督在讲那个比喻的时候，他说天国好像隐藏的宝贝。
Jesus told us when he was talking about the God's kingdom, he said, God's kingdom is like a hidden treasure.
这个隐藏的宝贝藏在地里，有一个人遇见了。
He said that the one person just encountered the hidden treasure.
那他就把它又重新埋回到地里。
And he buried.The hidden treasure back.
那跑回家里把他以前所拥有的一切都变卖了。
And he sold what all the possession he had.
那欢欢喜喜的把这些金钱拿来呢，要买这块地，为了得这个隐藏的宝贝。
And he wants to purchase this land with all his possession because he wants to keep this treasure.
主耶稣说天国就好像一个珠子。
He said, Jesus also said that kingdom, heavenly kingdom is like a pearl.
有一个做买卖的人一直在寻找宝贝的珠子。
A businessman has been looking forward a precious pearl all his life.
当他看见这一个宝贝的珠子的时候，他就赶紧跑回家去把他所有的都变卖了。
When the businessman saw this precious pearl,He went back home and sold all his possessions.
用他变卖所有的去买这一颗的宝贝的珠子。
With all he gained, he tried to buy this precious pearl.
那我在思考预备那一篇信息的时候，我就想起保罗。
When I was preparing for my last message, I thought about Paul.
因为保罗曾经讲过一句话，他说我为了基督的缘故看万事如粪土。
Because Paul has said that I see everything as rubbish for Jesus Christ.
对，刚才这个英文的翻译哈，是把它翻成这个垃圾这个词。
The English translation translated it to rubbish, trash.
但实际上呢，这个中文的翻译呢更加准确。他不是说万事如垃圾，他是说万事如粪土。
But the Chinese translation is actually more precise. It translates as, you know, dump and dirt.
虽然听起来不是很雅啊，但是呢，这个是原来保罗讲的那个意思最准确的翻译哈，万事是粪土。
Yeah, it doesn't really sound you know, has a high taste, but it was actually what Paul meant in the beginning. Just that everything just looked like dump and dirt.
我们从前看为宝贵的啊，我们学业上的成就啊，我们事业上的成功啊，包括我们的儿女，包括我们的家庭，我们引以为自豪的，我们所经营的社会关系啊，这一切保罗说，这一些比较起耶稣基督来讲，都是粪土。
Paul said that comparing with what he gained from Jesus Christ, what we feel proud of, like our academic achievement, our career, our family, marriage, even our children, they were all like dump and dirt.
从前我们拼尽了所有的力量，点灯熬油，每天晚上不睡觉去奋斗的哈，就像这个图画当中看到那个。宝贵的宝石一样，是世人一直在追逐想要得到的那个宝贝。如今呢，在保罗的那个表达当中，都成了粪土。
Whatever we work so hard and sacrifice our sleep at night to try to pursue, just like you saw on this picture, this precious stone, Paul just said that all these things are like dung and dirt.
所以读到这里的时候，实际上我心里就在问自己的一个问题，说我真的是像保罗所说的这样，把我看为宝贵的这些都当做粪土了吗？
And I couldn't stop to ask myself a question. Can I really, follow Paul's example and treat everything like dung and dirt?
我每天早晨一早晨醒来哈，在头脑当中所思想的是不是都是粪土的事情？
I ask myself every morning when I wake up, everything I think about, are they just like dung and dirt?
我手里所抓的啊，我每天做的事情是不是都属于粪土这类的事情呢？
You know, whatever I grasp in my hand, I hold on my hands, or everything I work hard for, are they dumped in dirt?
我真的把耶稣基督看得如此的宝贵，以至于与他来相比，其他的事情在我的生命当中都成了粪土了呢？
Do I really see Jesus Christ is so precious that I treat everything else like dung and dirt?
那讲完道哈，那一天中午我回到家中，遇见师母，师母问我了一个问题。
So after I finished my lesson message, my wife just asked me a question.
有的时候我有点其实很怕师母问我一些问题。
Sometimes I really afraid to encounter my wife when she, you know, raised some questions and challenged me.
尤其是当我讲完道以后。
Especially after I delivered my message.
因为师母很了解我在想什么啊，我在琢磨什么。
Because she know me so well, she know what I was thinking about.
所以常常他的问题呢是直接打中我的要害，最软弱的地方。
So, very often, her question just, hit, you know, the right spot.
所以那一天他问的问题呢也不例外。
And so, the day he raised the question, it was just as usual, he just hit right on the spot.
他就问我说，你讲到当中讲到说应该看万事如粪土，那这句话到底怎样具体应用在我们的生命当中呢？
So she asked me, when you said that we should treat everything like dung and dirt, how could we apply this to our daily life?
所以今天呢，我也想把这个问题摆在众弟兄姐妹的面前。
So today I also want to present this question to all our brothers and sisters.
你我真的把万事当作粪土了吗？
Do we, really treat everything like dung and dirt?
这句话真的可以应用在我们今天现实的生活当中吗？
Can we really apply this to our daily life?
所以这个问题呢，促使我回到圣经里面继续去思考。
So it drives me to work harder to find the answer from Bible.
因为保罗有讲过一句话说，你们当效法我，就像我效法基督一样。
Because Paul once said, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ.
换句话说，你我在这件事情面前，我们是没有选择的。
In other words, we have no choice when we confront with this question.
当保罗可以很勇敢的去讲出这句话说我看万事如粪土的时候，他也命令我们，邀请我们跟他一起来宣告，我们看万事如粪土。
Because when Paul said that he treated everything like dung and dirt, at the same time he commanded and also invited us to follow his example to treat everything in our life as dung and dirt.
每次当神的话语好像跟我们现实的生活有一定的差距，我们说这样的话太难实行的时候，都不是神的话讲错了。
Because everything we find there's a gap between God's word and our reality, and we said this is too hard for us to do. It's not because God give us incorrect or in a wrong command.
每次的答案都是说是我们对神的话可能产生了偏差的理解。
I think every time we can say that because we misunderstand God's word.
以至于我们不敢宣告这样的话语。
So that we cannot say that.
所以这是哈，我又重新回到保罗的话语当中，保罗的一生的经历当中，再一次去思考啊，他所讲出这句话到底是什么意思。
So that drives me, went back, you know, go back to God, Bible and also Paul's life story and to ponder why Paul make this proclaim.
在保罗的一生的经历当中去体会基督如何成了保罗的至宝。
So I want to learn why Jesus can become the most precious treasure of Paul.
基督这个至宝在保罗的生命当中如此的重要，以至于他说他看万事如粪土。
Jesus has become the surpassing greatness. That's why Paul treated everything else as dumb and dirt.
所以这一次呢，我们来思想保罗生平这个系列信息的时候呢，我们有一个非常清楚的目标。
So this time when we look at the message from Paul, we have a very clear goal.
就是我们仔细的进入他所写出的话语，他所经历的这些的事情当中呢，去思考这一件事情，看看我们可不可以想保罗所想，做他所做，来效法他的榜样。
So when we look at Paul's life, his word, and his story, let's see if we can follow his example to think like Paul and to act like Paul.
今天是第一讲啊，我们就从这个题目开始。基督是他的人生的至宝。
Today is the first series of my message, so let's start from here. Jesus is the surpassing greatness of Paul.
我们先来读腓立比书的这一段经文，在第三章四到十一节。
That started from the Philippians chapter 3 from verses 4 to 17.
第四节说，其实我也可以靠肉体，若是别人想他可以靠肉体，我更可以靠着了。
The verses 4 said,
在屏幕上面。
Okay. Though I myself have a reason for such confidence, if anyone else think he has reason to put confidence in the flesh, I have more.
第五节第六节，我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人，就律法说我是法利赛人，就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可指摘的。
Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews in regard to the Lord.A Pharisee, as for zeal, persecuting the church, as for legalistic righteousness, faultless.
七节八节，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也讲万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus Christ, my Lord.
我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义。乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
For whose sake I have lost all things, I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the Lord, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of sharing in his suffering, become like him in his death, and so, somehow, to attain to the resurrection from the dead.
那这一段呢经文是我们今天来思考的。
Those are the Bible verses we are going to ponder.
我们知道从使徒行传的经文的记载啊，圣经里面一共记载了三次保罗重生得救的经历。
So when we look at the apostles, there are three paragraphs recording on how Paul become born again.
使徒行传第九章、二十二章和二十六章三次记载了保罗遇见主重生的经历。
So when we look at the apostle at the Acts 9, Acts 22nd and 26th, three times Paul shared his testimony about how he encountered Jesus Christ and was saved.
那使徒行传第九章呢是这个作者路加啊。从第三人称的角度来描述保罗是怎样遇见复活的耶稣的。
In Acts chapter 9, Luke as the third party, he recorded how Paul encountered Jesus Christ and was saved and transformed.
那在使徒行传22章的时候是保罗在圣殿被捕的时候他自己在众人面前来做见证。
And onChapter 22nd, it was Paul himself testified, you know, how he was saved and transformed when he was arrested.
那到第26章的时候是他在亚基帕王面前受审的时候他借着这个机会还有在众人面前包括君王和那些有权有势的人的面前呢也是亲自为主来做见证。
And the third time in Acts chapter 26, he was testifying before the king and many noble people how he was saved and transformed by Jesus Christ.
所以接着这三次的记载呢我们对当时发生了什么事情呢有一个比较清楚的了解。
So through these three chapters, we have a better understanding of what really happened.
他当时为什么要去大马士革
So we understand why he went to
大马士。
Yeah.
然后呢在那个路上他遇见什么发生了什么事情。
So what happened during his trip?
然后呢他进了大马士革这个城之后又发生了什么事情。
And what happened after he went into the city?
那借着这次的经历哈他从一个不仅不信耶稣甚至抵挡耶稣逼迫教会的扫罗变成了重生得救的而且领受了使命的外邦人的使徒保罗。
So during this trip, he was totally transformed from someone who persecuted the church to the one who actually become a great apostle and follower of Jesus Christ.
然而这三次记录当中没有记载一件事情。
But one thing was not recorded.
就是在这个信主的过程当中保罗内心在发生什么样的改变。
What was missing is about what happened in his heart. What he was thinking about during this process of transformation.
保罗在重生的过程当中他的人生的价值观看问题的那个角度方向他是怎么被改变过来的
So during this journey how his thoughts and his personality changed it was not recorded in these three chapters.
那这个保罗内心的改变的这个发生呢，是记载在腓立比书我们刚刚读的这段经文里面。
And what happened in his heart that was actually recorded in Philippians, what we just read.
所以从这个角度来讲哈，我们刚才读的这段经文可以说是保罗重生得救的第四次的记录。
So what we just read may be the fourth, the fourth, example recording the transformation of Paul's journey.
如何从一个以肉体为夸口的扫罗转变成单单以耶稣基督为夸口的这样的保罗。
So Paul has transformed for someone, him boast in his flesh and become someone boast in Jesus Christ.
在他遇见主耶稣基督之前啊，他非常以自己的人生为夸口。
Before he encountered Jesus Christ, he was so proud of it, what he has achieved.
他说别人如果可以靠肉体夸口的话，他更可以啊，靠着自己的出身，靠着自己的与生俱来和后天的努力所得到的为骄傲。
Because he said if anybody can be proud in his flesh, he has better reason to be proud of what he was and what he has achieved.
他说我是第八天就受割礼了。
He said that he was circumcised on the eighth day.
这是指着他纯正的血统讲的。
It was talking about his blood.
他不是后来从外邦人转变成犹太人的。
He was not converted from a Gentile to a Jew.
有些人是可以哈，从前他生来不是犹太人，但是他愿意接受犹太的信仰，所以他可以转变成犹太的民族中的一份子。
Because some people were not born as Jews, they were transformed and circumcised after they were born.
保罗说我不是这样的哈，我父母是犹太人，我生出来第八天他们就给我受割礼了。
Paul said I was not like that. Both my parents are Jews, so I was circumcised on the eighth day.
他也不像那个以实玛利的后裔啊，那些阿拉伯人是到13岁的时候才受割礼的。
He was like the Arab people, like Ishmael, they were circumcised when they were at the age of 13.
他说我是以色列族的。
He said he's the people of Israel.
借着我的父母这个血统一直追溯可以追溯到亚伯拉罕的。
So he was connected, in his blood with Abraham.
他是有纯正的犹太人以色列民族这个血统。
His blood is very pure, a Hebrew of Hebrews.
而且他说我是便雅悯支派的人。
And he belongs to the tribe of Benjamin.
在12个支派当中，犹大支派是出了主耶稣基督是出君王的一支。
And Jesus Christ is from the tribe of Judah, and it's the tribe for king.
犹大人引以为自豪的大卫王啊，就是犹大族的。
And King David also came from that tribe.
那在其他的11个支派当中，便雅悯支派是最靠近犹大支派。
And among the other 11 tribes, Benjamin is the one who really close to the tribes of Judah.
在分地的时候，他们分的两块地就紧紧的挨在一起。
When they were given the land of the promised land, these two tribes are neighbors.
而且当这个以色列这个国度分裂的时候，分成南国北国的时候，在11个支派当中，唯有便雅悯是跟着犹大哈建立南方的国度。
So when the 12 tribes were divided into Israel and Judah, only the tribe of Benjamin followed the tribe of Judah and become, the southern kingdom.
而且当初神设立以色列人第一个君王扫罗王的时候，就是从便雅悯支派出来的。
And we also know that the first king King Saul came from the tribe of Benjamin.
所以便雅悯支派有非常辉煌的历史，让他引以为自豪。
So there was a very glorious history of the tribe of Benjamin, which Paul can be proud of.
保罗继续讲说是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
He continued to say that he is a Hebrew of Hebrews.
那提到希伯来人的时候，就指着犹太人的文化来讲的。
It was indicated to the culture of the Hebrew culture.
啊，他讲希伯来人的语言。
He used the Hebrew language.
他了解希伯来人的荣耀的历史。
He has a total, he's fully understand of the Hebrew history.
他也明白神在希伯来这个民族当中有一个美好的计划和应许。
He also understands that God has a perfect plan and the promise for Hebrews.
所以保罗非常以这件事情为自豪，我是在希伯来这个文化当中被孕育成长起来的希伯来人。
So he was very proud of his culture and history. He was cultivated in this culture.
不像我们今天在美国的第二代的一些的年轻人华人 CBC。
So when we talk about, you know, the second generation of some Chinese in America.
好多人他们看着像中国人。
Yeah, many of those American-born Chinese look like Chinese.
但他一开口他已经不会讲这个国语了。
But when they spoke, they could barely speak any Chinese.
他们也不了解这个中华民族这些悠久的文化。
And they have no clue of the long history of Chinese.
保罗在这里讲的意思就是说，我是纯正血统的犹太人，我在这个民族的文化当中被孕育成长，而且我所出的那个支派是有非常荣耀的这个历史的一个支派。
What Paul was saying here is that he grew from the very glorious Hebrew culture, and he has a full understanding of his history, and he came from a very glorious tribe.
不仅如此他后天也是非常努力的一个人。
More than that, he worked very hard.
他说就律法说我是法利赛人。
Because he said in regard to the Lord, he was a Pharisee.
当时在犹太人当中能够成为法利赛人是要受很严谨的教育的一批人。
So they need to receive a very goodeducation to become a Pharisee.
他们要非常了解明白旧约的律法。
They have to know the law of the Old Testament very well.
而且不仅要了解旧约的律法，而且在那之外一些的传统，一些的规定，他们都要严谨的学习，并且要严谨的遵守。
Not only that, they have to learn all the customs and all the law. So they have to follow all this very strictly.
保罗说我在同辈人当中是格外有长进的有追求的一位。
And he said among his generation, he is the one who really achieved a lot.
这是他引以自豪的地方。
And that's what he was proud of.
他说就热心讲我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可指摘的。
And, you know, he has the zeal to persecute the church. So as for legalistic, the righteousness and the faultless, there no one can complain about.
这是讲到他的热心，他道德上面的高标准，以及他的才干的发挥。
This here he was talking about his zeal, his moral standard,
甚至他能够讲说在律法上的义说我是无可指摘的。
He even can claim that, you know, from the legalistic point of view, he was faultless.
最真实哈，保罗在按照当时的这个法利赛人的社会标准来衡量的话，他真的是一个出色的一个年轻人。
So when you look at him from as a Pharisee, you can almost say that he's so outstanding and almost faultless.
然而后来，因为他遇见了主耶稣基督，这一切都被改变了。
However, when he encountered Jesus Christ,Everything has changed.
当我们读接下来这一段哈，这个第七节之后的这一段的时候，我们就很清楚的看到。
So when we read the following Bible verse from the verse 7, we can have a very good understanding.
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。这第七节，然后第八节他补充说，不但如此，我也讲万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事看作粪土，为要得到基督。
He said, but whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more?I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things.
先前以为与我有益的。
Previously, what he considered, you know, benefits, profits to him.
他的出身，他的血统，他的背景。
His birthright, his blood,and his background.
他的努力的接受最高等的教育，然后努力的发挥他的才干去追求那个高的道德的水平，这一切对他来说都成了不仅是无益的，而且变成有损的了。
What he worked so hard to achieve for his academic achievement, his moral standard, everything he worked so hard now become a loss for him.
先前和现在产生了这样一个明显的一个彻底的改变。
So the transform has been very obvious.
那在从前和现在之间发生了什么事情？
So what happened in between?
因为基督的缘故。
Because of Jesus Christ.
为了他的缘故。
For the sake of Jesus Christ.
为要得着基督的缘故。
For the sake of to know Jesus Christ.
为了认识耶稣基督为他人生的至宝，以至于他以前看为有益的，不仅如今变成无益，而且看作有损的。
Because he considered everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus Christ, Jesus his Lord.For whose sake he had lost all things.
而且他说不但如此，也是讲万事当作有损的。
Not only that, he now considered everything as a loss.
他有些是已经前面讲出来的，还有一些是他没有隶属出来的一些事情，他把它一起都放在一块说，这些对我来讲如今都是有损的。
He, in his statement, he gave us some example, you know, what looked like a loss to him, but he put everything together and said that now everything just like rubbish, like dung and dirt to him.
所以当我们把这段话放回到保罗得救的这个经历的过程当中，内心的改变这个背景里面的时候，我们才真正的明白保罗在这里讲什么。
So we have to put in the context of Paul's salvation, and then we can understand what Paul was talking about here.
保罗不是在讲说我们信了耶稣基督之后，我们的就把事业、把家庭、把儿女都丢下不管了。
Paul was not saying that when we was born again as a Christian, we were justignore everything, like our career, our children, our family.
如果我们这样去理解的话，那就把这一段他讲的意思给 误解了。
If we interpreted what he said as above, that we will, you know, actually misunderstand.
而且我们就很难真的是能够做出像保罗这样的宣告，因为我们觉得我们好像活不出这个样式来。
So that would be almost impossible for us to live, you know, like Paul, as our life example, because it's almost impossible to do so.
保罗是在讲他得救的经历。
Paul was talking about how he was saved.
保罗在这里是在宣告说，在他得救的这件事情上，他过去的出身、他的受割礼、他行律法，这些都不管用的。
Paul was saying that, you know,All his achievement or all what he was proud of have nothing to do with his salvation.
当他遇见耶稣基督的那一刻的时候，他突然意识到他以前所追求的这些事情都追求错了。
So the moment he encountered Jesus Christ, he suddenly understood what he was pursuing was actually wrong.
他以前努力去追求的盼望做好这件事情，做成这件事情，以至于在神的面前可以被称义，可以进天国，他这条路是完全走不通的。
He suddenly understood that, you know, what he has been working so hard cannot lead him to salvation and not able to make him a righteous person.
在他这个人在神的面前能够被接纳，能够被称义，能够得永生这件事情上，其他的事情都是无用的，就像粪土一样。
So whatever he has been working so hard has nothing to do with his salvation and his acceptance by God. So all these things he has been working for so long are just like a dump and dirt.
当在那个大马士革的路上，他在大光的照耀之下眼睛失明的时候。
When he lost his eyesight during his trip to Damascus,
他三天三夜不吃不喝。
He stopped eating and drinking for 3 days.
他一直在那里思考，他过去这样努力的去奋斗，努力的去追求。
He was thinking, you know, he has been working so hard to pursue what he thinks meaning for.
他这样热心的去在做这些事情，都做错了，那错到底错在哪里？
What he pursued with the zeal looks like, you know, a wrong direction, and he didn't understand what's wrong with that.
所以三天三夜不吃不喝，在那里祷告，在那里思想，之后他就明白了这个道理。
So after he prayed and pounder for 3 days, he suddenly realized.
就是腓立比书这一段经文试图要告诉我们的。
That's what he came to his conclusion is what we just read in Philippians.
他要想得到神的义，只有靠相信耶稣基督。
There's only one way to gain God's righteousness.It's only through Jesus Christ.
他就像基督在那个比喻当中所讲的那个寻宝的人。
He was like the person that Jesus Christ described in the parable, the treasure hunter.
保罗一直试图在市场上找那一颗最宝贵、最珍贵的那个珍珠。
Paul has been looking forward the most precious stones.In his life.
如今他发觉主耶稣基督就是那一个最宝贵的珍珠。
And then he found out that Jesus Christ is the most precious treasure. He has been looking forward.
就好像是在那个耕地的过程当中还突然遇见了那个隐藏的宝贝的那个人。
Or he was like the one who found the treasures in his land.
他就愿意舍弃自己他从前所拥有的一切，来变卖所有的得着基督。
So that he was willing to desert everything he has been working hard for, so that he can use all his possessions and to by the most precious treasure he found.
这就是主耶稣在马太福音十六章所讲的啊，因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我丧掉生命的必得到生命。人若赚到全世界赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
This is what Jesus told us in Matthew chapter 16 verses 25 to 26. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it. What good would it be for a man if he gains the whole world yet forfeits his soul?
接下来保罗就用三个角度向我们来解释为什么基督是如此的宝贵。
Then Paul explained to us why Jesus is so precious to us.
第一方面，只有信耶稣基督才能在神的面前被称义。
The first point is that only through Jesus Christ we become a righteous man before God.
第九节说并且要得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
And the second point is that to be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith.
这个义这个概念在华人的文化当中不是那么被强调的，但是在犹太人的文化当中是非常重要的一个概念。
The concept of righteousness is not very clear in Chinese culture, but in Jewish culture, this is the most important concept.
对于熟读旧约圣经，明白旧约这些的话语的这些犹太人来讲，他们很清楚一点。这个义在神的面前被称为义这件事情是太重要了。
For those Jews who understand the Old Testament very well, they fully understand the concept of righteousness, or to be seen as a righteous person before God is very, very important.
因为只有在神的面前被称为义人的人才能够来到神的面前。
Because when you were seem as a righteous person that you can only you can come before God.
只有义人才能进入到神的国度。
Only a righteous person can enter God's kingdom.
这是为什么保罗以前那么努力的去遵行律法上的义。
That's why Paul worked so hard to follow the righteousness by the Lord.
但他后来发觉要想在神的面前称义，靠自己的努力遵行律法是完全行不通的，只有一条路，就是信耶稣。
However, he later discovered that, you know, if he wants to be a righteous man, he cannot achieve that by following the law or, you know, working hard through his education. There's only one way, is to follow Jesus Christ.
不是因律法行律法而得的义。
The righteousness doesn't come from following the law.
而借着相信呢，把耶稣基督身上的义转移到我们的身上。
Instead, by believing in Christ, that we can live in Jesus Christ's righteousness.
在全人类的所有的人当中，只有一个人可以在神的面前完全的称义。
So among the human race, only one person can live as a righteous man before God.
只有这一个人，他所讲的每一句话都是讨神喜悦的。
Only one person, whatever comes from his mouth, please God.
只有这一个人，他所做的一切事情是完全遵照上帝父神的旨意去行的。
Only one person, whatever comes from him are from God's will.
那这一个人就是耶稣基督。
And that person is Jesus Christ.
所以只有借着信耶稣基督呢，我们可以有因信神而来的义。
So only through the faith in Christ that we can have the righteousness that comes from God.
当我们办这个移民手续的时候啊，比如说我们想申请成为美国的公民。
When we apply the citizenship of America, try to obtain, go through the immigration process.
那你一定需要一个证明材料，就是证明你无犯罪啊，以前没有犯过触犯过法律。
Everyone is required to submit a record.To prove that you're innocent, you have no criminal record.
你只要证明有一个无犯罪的证明啊，这个美国才会接收你的申请啊，成为美国的公民。
So your application can be accepted after you submitted your record of innocence.
那接下来这个星期三哈，我父母就要坐飞机回大陆了。
In the following Wednesday, my parents will go back to mainland China.
那当他们要办这个登记手续的时候啊，现在有一个特别的证明他们要出示的。
And if they want to get on board on the plane, now there's a special requirement.
就是他们必须做了这个核酸检测，证明他们不是这个 COVID-19 病毒的携带者，他们才可以登机的。
And they can only be allowed to on board when they can show their proof that they are COVID-19 negative.
在神的面前，这个义就像是我们在申请移民当中的这个无犯罪证明和登机手续当中要出示的那个无病毒证明。
So in front of God, our righteousness.It's like the requirement of the criminal innocent record or the test, the negative test.
所以保罗现在知道啊，这个神的义只有在耶稣基督里面才能够得到。这是为什么？他知道基督对他来说是至宝。
So now Paul discovered that only through Jesus Christ he can gain the righteousness. That's why he sees Jesus Christ as the most precious treasure.
这是第一个原因。第二个原因，第十节说，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
And in the verses 10, the second point is that through Jesus Christ he knows the power of his resurrection.
当他亲自遇见复活的主耶稣基督的时候，他才知道那个复活的大能。
When he encountered Jesus Christ in person, then he learned the power of his resurrection.
他从前不相信死的人会从死里复活。
He didn't believe that that person can resurrect again.
这也是为什么他不相信以前不相信耶稣的原因啊，一些基督徒讲啊，死人可以复活的道理，他完全不能接受。
That's why he didn't believe Christian. You know, when Christian told him Jesus has resurrected from the dead, he couldn't barely accept that.
但是当他亲自遇见这个复活的基督的时候
，But when he actually encountered the resurrected Jesus,
当他面对面就被那个大光强光所照射的时候
When he faced, encountered Jesus Christ face to face and when he was under the power of the light
他意识到复活这件事情是真的
He suddenly realized it's real that it's possible that Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead
他遇见的那个光不是天然的太阳光。
Because he knew the light encounter, it was not from the sun.
因为那个光不是从一个方向照来，是四围照着他。
Because the light doesn't shine on him from one direction, he was actually surrounded by the big light.
而且这个光可以跟他讲话的。
And actually, there's a voice come from the light.
当这个光说扫罗扫罗你为什么逼迫我的时候
When does a voice come from the light and ask him why he persecutes him?
他就问说主啊你是谁
Then Saul asked, My Lord, who you are?
那这个光就回答说我就是你所逼迫的耶稣
And the voice responded, I am the one you persecuted.
这一位知道保罗的名字
And this another voiceThe one who spoke know Paul's name.
而且知道他所做的一切。
They know whatever he has done.
而且亲口告诉他他就是那个曾经被钉十字架受死的那位耶稣基督。
And he told Saul that he was the one who was persecuted and died on the cross.
这是保罗从前从来没有经历过的。
And this is something Paul has never experienced before.
这是他在努力遵行靠自己的力量遵行律法追求道德的时候从来没有经历过的。
This is a new, totally new experience, very different from what he has been doing, following the law, or, following in a high moral standard.
他的眼睛在大光的照射之下便暂时失明了。
He lost his eyesight temporarily.
那是这位复活的耶稣基督使他眼睛重新得开可以重新看见
and then it was the resurrected Jesus Christ to open his eyes again so he can see again
这一切都是在主耶稣基督里才能够得到的
Everything happened in Jesus Christ
接着保罗说并且晓得和他一同受苦效法他的死或者我也得以从死里复活。
Then Paul continued to say that, and the fellowship of sharing in his suffering, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead.
他知道这位复活的主先是被钉十字架的那位主。
He now knows that the resurrected Jesus Christ was the one who died on the cross.
基督复活的荣耀是要先经历死亡之后才能够进入的。
And the glorious resurrection has to come after the death.
当我们愿意跟基督一同受苦、一同受死的时候，也必和他一同经历那永远的荣耀。
When we are willing to follow Jesus' example to suffer and to die with him,then we may have the chance to resurrect again with him.
这是保罗在罗马书第八章十七节所讲的既是儿女便是后嗣就是神的后嗣和基督同作后嗣如果我们和他一同受苦也必和他一同得荣耀。
That's why Paul said in Romans chapter 8 and verse 17,Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory.
这是保罗从三方面给我们解释为什么他以基督为至宝的原因。
So that's how Paul explained to us why Jesus was so precious to him.
第一个只有信耶稣基督才能够在神的面前称义
The first reason is that we can only have a righteousness through faith in Christ
只有在基督耶稣的里面我们才能够经历复活的大能
We can only resurrect with Jesus Christ when we are in him
当我们与基督一同受苦的时候将来必与他一同得荣耀。
If we share Jesus' suffering, and we will have, we will share his glory of resurrection in the future.
在这三件事情的面前，他从前的出身，他从前的教育，他从前的热心的努力，遵行律法一概无效。
So when he learned all these truths, everything he has been working very hard,All his birthright, his blood, his social status become nothing.
这也为什么他可以这样坚定的宣告说，我看万事为粪土，以得着耶稣基督为至宝的原因。
That's why Paul proclaimed that he now treats everything like dung and dirt, and only sees Jesus Christ as the most precious treasure.
我们希望当我们明白这个道理的时候，这是我们所传扬、所宣告的救恩的道理的那个本质和核心，我们自己也可以像保罗这样带着信心来宣告，在称义得救这件事情上，万事都是粪土，唯有耶稣基督是我们的救主。
So when we understand what Paul was saying, that we can also follow his example. So when we come to the salvation and resurrection, everything will be treated like dung and dirt. Only through Jesus Christ we can be saved, and we can proclaim with the faith.
在信耶稣基督这件事情上，做好人、行好事是完全无益的。
When we talk about our faith, you know, to become a good person or do a good thing, they,
而且这样的事情不仅是无益的，甚至是有损的。
Not only these things can be treated as dung in dirt, sometimes they will be treated as loss.
为什么是有损呢？如果一个人紧紧的抓住说我是好人，我做了很多好事，我行了这么多的善事，如果抓住这一点却错过了信耶稣，靠着耶稣基督在神面前因信称义的话，那这些好人好事就变成了我们的损害和拦阻。
Because if one person just hold on to, you know, the fact that he is a good person, he has done a lot of good things in his life, instead he missed the truth that he can only be saved through his faith in Jesus Christ, then whatever he has believed or whatever he has done will become a loss actually to him.
好，希望通过这一系列的保罗生平的信息，我们一起回到保罗的身上来学习，一起来效法保罗的榜样，也像他一样来效法基督。
So through all the messages we learn from Paul, we will go back and treat Paul as an example that we can follow, which is to trust Jesus alone for our salvation.And give up hope on everything else.
让我们唱这首回应的诗歌。
Now let's sing this response song.